This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russian President Vladimir Putin suggested Wednesday reopening a UN brokered deal for Ukrainian grain exports via the Black Sea and threatened to halt all energy supplies to Europe if Brussels caps the price of Russian gas. In a combative speech to an economic forum in Russia's Far East region, Putin also said that Russia would not lose its war in Ukraine and had strengthened its sovereignty. The grain pact, brokered by the United Nations and Turkey, created a protracted corridor after Kyiv lost access to its main export route when Russia attacked via land, air, and sea. Designed to help ease global food prices by increasing supplies, the pact has been the only diplomatic breakthrough between Moscow and Kyiv in the more than 6 months of war. But Putin said the accord was delivering grain, fertilizer, and other food to the European Union and Turkey rather than to poor countries. The UN Atomic Watchdog says it believes Iran has further increased its stockpile of uranium that is highly enriched to one short technical step away from weapons grades level. Charles de Ledesma reports.
In its confidential quarterly report, the IAEA has told member nations that it believes Iran has an estimated 122.6 pounds of uranium enriched to up to 60% fissile purity, an increase of around 27 pounds since May. The agency also voiced concerns over Tehran's lack of engagement with a probe that's become a sticking point in efforts to revive the Islamic Republic's nuclear deal with world powers. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is VOA News. Canadian police searched into a fourth day on Wednesday for the remaining suspect in a stabbing spree in which 10 people were killed in and around an Indigenous community, rattling a country not used to acts of mass violence. The fugitive and his brother are suspected of stabbing 10 people to death and wounding 18 on the James Smith Cree Reserve in nearby village of Weldon on Sunday, shaking an Indigenous community of 3,400 people in one of the bloodiest attacks in Canada's modern history. His whereabouts remain unknown, and the public was urged to be cautious. Authorities have offered no motive for the attacks. Police said some victims appeared to be targeted, while others apparently were at random. Thousands of people in Haiti's capital and other major cities have organized new protests to demand safer streets, more affordable goods, and the resignation of Prime Minister Ariel Henry. The occasional crack of gunfire mixed with the shouting and clapping of protesters on Wednesday as they marched through streets blocked by rocks, trucks, and burning tires. Other protests paralyzed various coastal cities in Haiti's northern regions and southern regions, with police firing tear gas to disperse the crowd. Survivors of one U.S. school shooting are sending a message of hope to survivors of another, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Ashley Huebner was in second grade when 20 children and six educators were shot and killed at her school, Sandy Hook. She feels a lot of emotions, anger, anxiety, and survivor's guilt.
I'm wasting that because they could have had this amazing life and they could have not taken this for granted and just survived to do so many better things than I'm doing.
Huebner knows what is ahead for the students in Uvalde.
It's been 9 years since Sandy Hook. We had 9 years for this to not happen again, and yet it did. And now these kids are going to have to go through the same exact thing. And that's just, like, heartbreaking.
Jackie Hegarty was also in second grade at Sandy Hook. Her advice to the kids in Uvalde?
Don't bottle things up. You know, talk to your family, your friends, because it's so important to talk this stuff through.
Her other message to them? It will get better. I'm Ed Donahue.
Recapping our top story, Russian President Vladimir Putin suggested Wednesday reopening a UN brokered deal for Ukrainian grain exports via the Black Sea and threatened to halt all energy supplies to Europe if Brussels caps the price of Russian gas. And in a combative speech, Putin also said that Russia would not lose its war in Ukraine and had strengthened its sovereignty. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.